After a time, it did not seem a short time either, for the draining away of one's blood, no matter how willingly it be given, is a terrible feeling. Van Helsing held up a warning finger. "Do not stir," he said. "But I fear that with growing strength she may wake, and that would make danger, oh, so much danger. But I shall precaution take, I shall give hypodermic injection of morphia." He proceeded then swiftly and deftly to carry out his intent. The effect on Lucy was not bad, for the faint seemed to merge subtly into the narcotic sleep. It was with a feeling of personal pride that I could see a faint tinge of colour steal back into the pallid cheeks and lips. No man knows, till he experiences it, what it is to feel his own life-blood drawn away into the veins of the woman he loves. The professor watched me critically. "That will do," he said. "Already?" I remonstrated. "You took a great deal more from art." To which he smiled a sad sort of smile as he replied, "He is a lover, a fiancé. You have work, much work to do for her and for others, and the present will suffice." When we stopped the operation, he attended to Lucy, whilst I applied digital pressure to my own incision. I laid down whilst I waited his leisure to attend me, for I felt faint and a little sick. By and by he bound up my wound and sent me downstairs to get a glass of wine for myself. As I was leaving the room, he came after me and half-whispered, "Mind, nothing must be said of this. If our young lover should turn up unexpected as before, no word to him. It would at once frighten him and enjealous him, too. There must be none, so?" When I came back, he looked at me carefully, and then said, "You are not much the worse. Go into the room and lie on your sofa and rest a while, then have much breakfast and come here to me." I followed out his orders, for I knew how right and wise they were. I had done my part, and now my next duty was to keep up my strength. I felt very weak, and in the weakness lost something of the amazement at what had occurred. I fell asleep on the sofa, however, wondering over and over again how Lucy had made such a retrograde movement, and how she could have been drained of so much blood with no sign anywhere to show for it. I think I must have continued my wonder in my dreams, for sleeping and waking, my thoughts always came back to the little punctures in her throat, and the ragged, exhausted appearance of their edges, tiny though they were.